Let's talk basketball as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Well, John, a week ago you said, boy, if the Celtics could go 3-1 on this Western swing, that would be something else. They took your challenge and decided to go one better.
They did, yeah. I'm glad they finally listened to me there. This was great for the Celtics. I mean, you go out there with, it always feels like they constantly have something to prove, and they proved it once again. Last night's fourth quarter notwithstanding, I think that this was a pretty dominant road trip. They went and they handled their business in tough situations in Denver, in Golden State. They treated the Sacramento Kings the way the Sacramento Kings should be treated, and they did what they needed to do. Very, very impressive. And to think that they started this year in early January, they were the 11th seed, to be tied for second now is amazing.
Well, of all the games on this swing, I don't know that I've seen them play better than they did in that first half against Denver.
Yeah, oh my God. They really, in that second quarter especially, just had everything working. And when the Celtics have Jason Tatum going the way he was going, Jaylen Brown going the way he was going, getting contributions from Peyton Pritchard, who was perfect in that game and perfect in the Sacramento game, it's just a team that's going to be hard to beat. They really swarmed Nikola Jokic. They frustrated him. They ran off of misses. And they created anything they wanted. And one of the big things is, remember earlier this season, Ime Udoka had said, we're confident that the shooting is going to level off. And after a bunch of 20-something percent games from three, here come the Celtics now shooting 50-something percent, 40-something percent. And since they were 18-21, they now have the fourth best effective field goal percentage, which takes into account 3-point shooting, in the NBA. So Ime was right. The shooting wasn't going to stay as bad as it was all season, and they've turned that around. You get that formula together, they are going to be hard to beat.
Boy, speaking of people stepping up, what got into Grant Williams last night?
Look, he has made the most of his opportunity this season, and stepping into that starting role with Tatum and Jaylen being as efficient as they have been. I mean, they really have been scoring extraordinarily well. The attention that's paid to them, you have to pay less attention to somebody else, and a guy like Grant Williams gets a chance to go out there and take advantage. You go back to the Denver game, where with Robert Williams out there occupying some space, Grant Williams was able to make the most of that, get easy dunks. This time around, with Tatum and Brown occupying space, he gets to take advantage of gaps in the defense. He's been attacking much better than he has in the past. He's been shooting better. It's great to see. And then he obviously comes up with that big hustle play to seal the game last night. So I'm very impressed with Grant Williams.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. You mentioned the efficiency of Jason Tatum in particular, and these are, as you've pointed out, historic numbers over the last few games.
Yeah, he's now one of, I think it was 43 players in NBA history to have three straight games of 30 or more points while taking less than 20 shots, which I know it might seem like, you're manipulating the sliders to kind of come up with something historic, but this is something that actually I think is important, because when you're taking fewer than 20 shots to score 30 points, that means that A, you're hitting a lot of shots, B, you're getting to the line to be able to score that efficiently. That level of efficiency is very, very important, and when you look at how few people have done that, it tells you what kind of role that he's been on. There's only five players to do it for four straight games. So if he does it against Utah, he becomes the fifth player ever. That's pretty rare company to score that many times in that kind of stretch with that kind of efficiency. And look, Jaylen Brown was right there with him. If he'd hit like one more shot, and for some reason he was 3 of 6 from the line against Oklahoma City, just one more shot, and if he hit his free throws, he would have been right there with him. We've never seen two teammates do that. So the shots are going in, and more importantly, they're creating good opportunities for themselves. They're not forcing things. They're not putting up 30 shots to get 30 points. That's a very important part of why the Celtics are playing so well.
So what did we learn about the Celtics on this 4-0 road trip, John?
You know, I think that just that they're just good. They're just good, and everything is framed around a turnaround, and I think we have to maybe stop really thinking about the turnaround and just say, look, this team, obviously they did have their problems before, but this team is just good now. They've found ways to win. They've won in a lot of different ways. They are creating their opportunities. Their defense is dominant. Like, defense is elite. And everyone is playing a solid role. When they're fully healthy, Marcus Smart as the point guard works. Robert Williams in the role that he's in works. Al Horford works. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown work in the way that they're playing. It's just everything is cohesive, and things have started to click. This is just a really good basketball team.
Well, up next, the Jazz, and they're a pretty good basketball team, fourth place right now in the West. What do the Celtics have to do to be successful?
Well, I think it starts with trying to figure out how to attack Rudy Gobert, and that's going to be my next big thing. And I wrote this on Boston Sports Journal. I feel like I've gotten, you know, 3 forms of ID, you know, 2 utility bills, all of these forms to tell me that the Celtics are who they are, and now I'm asking for like blood samples and sworn affidavits from their parents, because I'm asking them to prove themselves again against the Utah Jazz. You got to figure out how to attack a shot blocker, a rim protector like Rudy Gobert. That's the last kind of thing. Everything that the Jason Tatum has done, especially against Oklahoma City, I mean, talk about hot knife through butter. He got to the rim however, whenever he wanted. Let's see him do that against the Utah Jazz. But not just do that and get there and score. Do that, draw the crowd, and dump it off and create opportunities. If he gets Rudy Gobert doing pirouettes in the lane, then the Celtics can win this game and probably win it pretty easily, because they'll probably be able to get by the first line of defense for the Utah Jazz. And that's going to be the number one thing I'm looking for. I think defensively, they don't need to prove anything else defensively. Offensively, that's the last thing I want to see. If they can do that, then we could be looking at coming out of that game going, oh, wow, okay, now they've really figured it out.
John, by the way, congratulations. An impressive opening round win in our annual Downtown Madness competition. You dispatched with Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub pretty handily. And now, in a couple of days, you move into the second round against the legendary sports writer Lee Montville.
Oh, boy. You know, look, you come out of that first round, you're just really prepared, you're focused. Second round is a lot tougher. You got to make sure that you're not giving anything, taking anything for granted. So I'm hoping that this performance here on this hit is able to push me through to the next round, but I know that's going to be a tough one. And hopefully, I don't know how far. Have I ever made it out of the second round before?
You have indeed. Oh, yes. Yeah. A couple of years. I think you were down. You were in the final four in the Boston bracket last year.
Woo. All right. Well, hey, let's see. Let's hope.
All right.
For me.
Well, listen, you've laid the groundwork here today. Now, voters have got to do the rest.
Yes, that's it. You know, if there's any way for me to buy a vote, I'm not beyond that.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you next week.
See you, man.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast.